Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second Legislative Assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as a weapon for its vote bank politics. He said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Chief Justice of India CJI Surya Kant yesterday said the forces of disruption and geopolitical tension threaten to destabilize the very framework of international cooperation, and in such a world, the France-India partnership is not a luxury but a lifeline. Speaking at the Indo-French Legal and Business Conference, the CJI said the relationship between the two countries has long transcended the purely diplomatic and is instead a multidimensional architecture encompassing everything from the sanctity of the defense and security cooperation to a shared pursuit of sustainable growth and advanced technologies. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2026-27 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. After presentation of the budget in the lower house, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. This will be the 9th consecutive budget presentation by Mrs. Sitharaman since assuming office in 2019. It will be the third budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. The budget documents will be available on the mobile app and the website after the completion of the budget speech in the parliament. Department of Telecommunication, DOT, Nagaland, NELSA conducted an awareness program on telecom cybersecurity, EMF, radiation myths, and DOT's initiatives on citizen-centric services at CIHSR Chumukedima yesterday. Attended by about 300 students, faculty members, and other staff, the event aimed to educate people about the prevalent modus operandi of cyber frauds in the modern internet era, EMF radiation myths, and various citizen-centric initiatives being taken by DOT. During the program, the department informed that at present, a total of 923 mobile phones has been successfully blocked, 668 mobile phones traced, and a total of 119 mobile recovered through the CEIR platform in Nagaland. The program focused on raising awareness about the various tactics done by cyber criminals through mobile phones, emails, or laptops, and further provided valuable insights into safeguarding against such threats. Assam Rifles yesterday conducted the flag-in ceremony of the Sima Darshan Tour at Twensang. The contingents, comprising 13 students and 4 teachers from the Changlangsu area, successfully completed their visit to Kibithu and Kaho in Arunachal Pradesh. During the tour, the participants gained first-hand exposure to witness Su-30 MKI aircraft at the Air Force Station Jorhat, enjoyed the wilderness and scenic landscape of Sai Kho Wa National Park, valued the selfless sacrifice of our martyrs in Walong, and adored the life in forward border areas, interacting with local communities as well as security forces deployed in the frontier regions. And 26-year-old Atyo Tevo yesterday clinched the champion title of the 64th wrestling meet of the Southern Angami Sports Association, SASA, held at Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. He defeated Nitovile Kotsu Tevo in the final to retain the title. In under-15 category, Roko Keto Zutso from Kigoma Village won the champion title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.